Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my...
I forgot we picked this song.
Never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we go to Bruce Willis, Respect Yourself, from 1986. Right? Bruce Willis, your Song of the Night. Tonight, this is how we got here. All right, Bruce Willis, Respect Yourself from 1986. We wanted to talk about it being Air Max Day. The Nike Air Max was released on this date, March 26th in 1987. So we thought to ourselves, why don't we look up what the number one song was, March 26th, 1987. Let's go with that for the Song of the Night. Unfortunately, the songs at the top of the charts at that time were not great. And then we're looking at the chart, and we see 8th on the Billboard Hot 100 on this date in 1987 was a Bruce Willis song. And we're like, what? And then we had to do a deep dive. What is this?
Here's the tough part about it. Not bad. Like, I don't know if I'm judging this on a Bruce Willis scale.
I think you are.
But it's not bad. Like, I don't feel like this is horrible music for the 80s.
No, it's not. And like, we're trying to figure it out. I was unaware that this existed.
Yeah, no.
Did you know that he put out a solo album?
No clue, but wasn't this a thing for, like, movie stars and TV stars in the 80s? Like, you also had to dabble in music as well?
Yeah, like Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's a great one, but Eddie Murphy was really, really good at it. I'm not going to lie.
Eddie Murphy was good.
If we're grading this on a scale of, like...
Eddie Murphy better, but this isn't
Eddie
bad.
Murphy better, but this is... Like, I didn't know he had, you know, vocal levels on this.
I didn't either.
This is pre-auto-tune, too, right? Like, there's no Zapp and Roger on this.
So, I mean, this is obviously a ridiculous song. We wanted to talk about the Air Max. It's Air Max Day.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm Air Max, you got to love that it is one of the best shoes to this day to match with anything. If you literally just go, what am I going to put on today? I got some Air Maxes. I'll just throw on the Maxes.
Throw them on.
It is the ultimate slip-on, slip-off shoe, probably... in the history of shoes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mine are tied. I never untie them.
Never untie them.
Never untie
them. That is the greatest way. I slide them on. I'm on the move. I'm out. And I come back and I kick them straight off. Every now and then, you got to look for one.
Bruce Willis, Respect Yourself. 1986. It's your Song of the Night.
There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume, because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial, because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume, because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
We go to Buckner and Garcia. Man Fever from 1981. This is your Song of the Night.
I got a callus on my finger and my shoulder's hurting too. I'm gonna eat them.
requested to hear this live on the air.
Yeah.
You informed me the name, Pac-Man Fever. Chris, why is Pac-Man Fever the song of the night?
Okay, so if we go back to March 27th, 1982, this song by Buckner and Garcia cracked the top 10 on the Billboard charts.
Excuse me?
This song on this date in 1982, Pac-Man Fever, cracked the top 10. It was number 8 on the Billboard charts, the Hot 100, and it's the only song about a video game to ever crack the Billboard Hot 100. The only song to have ever cracked the Hot 100 on the Billboard charts is Pac-Man Fever. What in the hell is wrong with old people? This was a song that you were listening to on the radio?
The people had Pac-Man Fever. They were getting in their cars. They were driving to the arcade with a pocket full of quarters.
Two hands on the wheel, just getting ready for some Pac-Man Fever. What is this?
They wanted to do some eating with Miss Pac-Man, if you pardon the expression.
I read earlier today that the follow-up to this song, Do the Donkey Kong...
Excuse me? I was just making a turn of phrase. They are not. Excuse me?
Just missed out on cracking the Hot 100. It was only 103 in 1982. So this group tried to do it again. Could not do it with a video game song. But this is real. This song was in the top 10 on the Hot 100.
Good question in the Twitch chat. Pinball Wizard doesn't count. Does pinball count as a video game? There is video on the pinball machine.
I mean,
is it a video game?
I don't think so. I don't think pinball games are video games.
Fellas, pinball video game?
Pinball is not a video game.
It's its own category.
Definitely not.
It's like skee ball.
Yeah, it's its own thing. But video game. How about that? So you learned something tonight, Shay, that this song, this was a hot jam in 1982.
I got to tell you, it's catchy. It's high energy. It's upbeat. These guys are clearly bought in. This guy's singing his ass off.
I'm looking at the top 10 from that week in 1982. It's some real dire crap on there.
I know, isn't it? It was tough.
What would be a great bit? Audition for American Idol with this song.
With this song. There you go. Buckner and Garcia with Pac-Man Fever. It's your song of the night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
I wanna rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time
Friday
for...
Friday came early.
There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an...
The wacky calls for Tyler tomorrow.
Because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we go to Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are, from 2023. It's your Song of the Night.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are.
Where the Wild Things Are is your song of the night tonight. And the reason we have selected it, it's your birthday. And here at the radio station, they send out a survey with a bunch of different questions. One of the questions was, what song should everyone go listen to right now? And your response today for your birthday was Where the Wild Things Are by Luke Combs. Why?
Well, and also because Abdallah's not here. Abdallah would have hard vetoed this song. We all know that.
He would have hated all over this. And then he would have acted like he likes Luke Combs after the fact.
Yep.
He would have been just super annoying with this. So we are flying high with Luke Combs tonight.
I only knew
I
only knew we could do this song because it was the two of us. I'm a big Luke Combs fan. I'm actually a... I became a big Luke Combs fan probably, like, last summer-ish.
Okay.
So I missed out on the Soldier Field concert. He is going up to Milwaukee in a couple of weeks. I want to say, it's, like, him, Jordan Davis, a couple others up there in
Milwaukee.
Where are
they playing? Miller Park?
They're playing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, just become a big Luke Combs fan. And I believe, like, a lot of Bears, I think Matt Eberflus is a big Luke Combs guy, too.
During training camp last year, wasn't there an article where they talked about how when Eberflus got the pick, he had, like, a Luke Combs day at practice or something?
He did, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was, like, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, and someone else that he, like, those were,
I
like...
I can't remember the third, but yeah. Mm-hmm. That was
That story, and all right, Eberflus. All right.
Listen, that walked so the new do-up could run. That's what it was. That was the beginning.
Listen, I think sometimes people hear that country music has, like, a certain... stigma to it, but to me it's modern rock music now.
It is, yeah.
Most of it is
soothing summer tunes.
If you get a banjo and you get some, talking about your trucks and your dog and whatnot, then yeah, I get the stereotypes. But yeah, Luke Combs is fantastic. Where the Wild Things Are, 2023. It's your song of the night, and happy birthday to Tyler Aki.
Thank you.
Where the Wild Things Are. Where the wild things are.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Larry.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song. We go to yesterday. Beyonce and Jolene. A cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Between a family and a happy man. Jolene, I'm a woman too. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene. We've been deep in love for 20 years. I raised that man, I raised his kids. I know my man better than he knows himself. Attracted to my man, but you don't want this small to shoot your shot with someone else.
So why are we playing Beyonce's version of Jolene? Just because. Jolene. Because why not? You know, the album dropped last night, midnight, on the East Coast, and Beyonce's gone country. And she's kind of experimented with a bunch of different genres now. She has gone country, and you look at a lot of the features on this. Obviously, the song she's got the one Texas Hold'em that's been out for a while. 16 Carriages has been out for a while. I believe those dropped right after the Super Bowl commercials. But she has gone country. It's a great crossover. She's got songs with Miley Cyrus on here. She's got songs with Willie Nelson, Post Malone. She does have like a little interlude as well with Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton actually gave like her a ringing endorsement of this song. She went out there and said, basically, she loved that Beyonce went out and made this song. And I didn't think I didn't have country Beyonce album on my bingo card for 2024. Do you, Kendra and Jack McGrath, like that Beyonce is swinging over to the country genre?
You know what? She's not that bad on this one. I think she's fantastic.
No, I think it's amazing.
Good. Isn't Ringo Starr also now like a country artist as
well?
He made that move over from the rock to the country a little bit, kind of like that.
I did not see that. I don't know. Maybe he did. Kendra, you like it?
Yeah, Beyonce is from H-Town. She's just trying to say, put some respect on what she grew up on. She's from the South. She understands what's going on.
Getting back to the roots. Jolene, not Dolly Parton, Beyonce is your song of the night on Black and Abdallah.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.